The pledge to support the Great Lakes Compact would take several steps to protect the five Great Lakes. Topping the list is the threat of selling or diverting water. State Senator Bob Jauch says this bipartisan support for the compact joins with efforts by other states and provinces.
We're sure that it's not treated as a commodity, but a precious natural resource. The compact was signed 2 years ago by all the Great Lakes governors. A similar compact will be achieved in Canada in an effort to create a regional effort to protect these resources from others who simply are run out of water.
Since the Great Lakes hold 90% of the nation's freshwater supply, the pressure may increase on Congress to approve taking water from this region. Jauch says the Great Lakes Compact would shut off the spigot before it ever gets turned on.
It will ban diversions, but it will manage the use of the water in a means by which we can best protect ourselves against diversion requests.
Already, the Great Lakes supplies drinking water to 30 million people in Wisconsin, Chicago, Toronto, Buffalo, and elsewhere. Ratification is underway in several states already. Once that happens, the compact would need approval by Congress. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.